Gary, 2 games back, and this time you've helped Huntley into the next round of the League Cup.
Yeah, whether I helped or not is a different story, but the boys were excellent today. I think you can see since the new managers have come in, they've installed a bit of confidence. I mean, there's some very good players at this club, and today I think showed that. I think, to be perfectly honest, I think we were better than Fraserburgh. I think we played the better football, and no, it was just nice to come on and get the win and get into the next round.
Certainly you and Denzel did well to link up for the resulting winner.
Yeah, me and Denz were about 95 years old between us, but he's still, he's probably the fittest boy in the team. He's ridiculous, and you know, if you get a touch and give it to him, he's gonna do something. He managed to pass it on to Bisco, and it was a great finish from him. So, no, I thoroughly deserved and happy with that.
It's took you a while to get this fourth spell back, but how frustrating has it been sitting in the stand most Saturdays?
Oh, unless you've had a long-term injury, it's quite impossible to say how you feel, because you come every Saturday and there's only so much you can do. I mean, you can have banter with the boys, but ultimately when you're sitting in the stand, you're not doing anything to help them. So to finally get to a stage where I feel comfortable in the park, and my injuries are touch wood now behind me, so I can now hopefully push on and help the team a lot more.
And you signed under a different management team, but it took until the new one came in before you got that appearances.
Yeah, I mean, when I signed under Doug and Mark, they were fully aware that I wasn't going to play for the first 6-7 months when I signed, due to having an operation. But it was unfortunate how it worked out, and I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to play under them, but these things happen in football, and we've just got to move on, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it under Tommy and Andy. They've been brilliant.
You can see there's so much competition for places now.
Absolutely, the squad. I think we've got 22, 23 boys. I mean, but that can only be good. If you get complacent and you have a bad game, you know there's someone breathing down your neck. And at the end of the day, all the top clubs have got that, and that's what Huntley should aspire to have. They should be back where they belong, in the top end of the league. So hopefully, I mean, this season is going to be a bit of a gelling exercise, and then hopefully next season we can kick on.
It's good to see you back.